This is Alive with Joseph.
Let me share briefly, as I introduce us to the word, the prophetic word for the year 2025. Let's read the book of Exodus 15 quickly from verse 9 to 7. I'm reading Message Translation, Exodus 15 from verse 9 to 17. I read, the enemy spoke, I will pursue, I will hunt them down. I will divide up the plunder. I will gloat myself on them. I will pull out my sword, my fist will send them reeling. You blew with all your might and see the sea covered. They sank like a lead wave in the majestic waters. Who compares with you among gods, O God? Who compares with you in power, in holy majesty, in awesome praises, wonder-working God? You stretch out your right hand and the earth swallowed them up. But the people you redeemed, you led in merciful love. You guided them under your protection to your holy pasture. When people heard, they were scared. Philistines retreated and trembled. Yes, even the headmen in Edom were shaken. And the big bosses in Moab. Did you hear that? The big bosses in Moab were shaking when God began to move in their life. Everybody in Canaan panicked and fell faint. Dread and terror sent them reeling. Before your brandished right arm, they were struck down dumb like a stone until you people crossed over and entered. Oh God, until the people you made crossed over and entered. You brought them and planted them on the mountain of your heritage, the place where you live, the place you made, your sanctuary, master, that you established with your own hands. Amen. I want you to hear me tonight. I pray for you. God will not leave you until you cross over in the name of Jesus. I say, God will stand with you. You will cross over and you will enter in the name of Jesus. Listen, where you are supposed to enter in 2025, as you cross over tonight, I declare, enter it in the name of Jesus. I say, enter it in the name of Jesus. Listen to this, friends. Crossover is not enough. Entering is what matters. He said, and when they crossed over, they entered. There is an office God wants you to enter next year. There are territories God wants you to enter next year. There is a dimension you will have to enter in the coming year. And I hear in my spirit, as you are crossing over, you're not just crossing over for fun. You are crossing over to enter it in the name of Jesus. There's something about expectation that brings about disruption. You cannot be in a state of expectation and remain normal. A pregnant woman who is expecting the birth of a child, when you look at them, they don't live normal. They don't dress like normal women. 2025, don't let any problem, any challenge be higher than your faith. When the challenge comes, feed your faith. Because as you feed your faith will begin to rise higher and higher. And as it rises higher and higher, the challenge, the problems reduces. Listen, friends, problems go down, your faith rises. And I declare over you, in 2025, you will not have problems. You will have faith in the name of Jesus. I say you will have faith in the name of Jesus. Understand that expectation shifts the boundaries of our normal state of living. So after 430 years in the book of Exodus, the children of Israel, we are now smelling freedom for the first time. Their time of exit had already arrived. They had already heard about a man who carried some prophetic grace to bring them out of Egypt. Why? Because by a prophet, God brought them out of Egypt, and by a prophet, he preserved them. So Moses had to come to announce to them. Why? Because he was not going to bring them out until he announces to them. Moses said to them, you are coming out of this place. Recognize, friends, that every time God wants to bring you out of something, he sends someone to make an announcement. There must of necessity be an announcement before you come out. There must be an announcement. And as I hear in my spirit tonight, under this unction, under this anointing, I announce over you, you are crossing over to enter in the name of Jesus. I say you are crossing over to enter in the name of Jesus. there are four dimensions before you see the manifestation of anything. I will only give you one tonight, and during the course of the prayer and fasting, I will give the rest. Now, number one dimension is the spirit dimension by light. That is to say, anything that will be bettered by God in the natural must first of all begin in the realms of the spirit. Why do we encourage you to pray in a night like this? We encourage you to pray in a night like this so that you can come into the realms of the spirit. Why? Because everything that will happen in the physical must first of all begin in the realms of the spirit. Anything that must happen in the physical must come as light. God will reveal it to you. God will tell you about it. So in 2025, if you're going to see manifestation, there must first of all be light. There must be light. There must be intimacy with God. There must be light. Those who command the supernatural, they rule in the natural. Those who command the supernatural, they rule in the natural. Listen, friends, nothing changes in the physical until it has changed in the realms of the spirit. And nothing can change in the realms of the spirit without the presence of light. Nothing changes without the presence of light. That is to say, when you receive light, you are able to command the change in the spirit realm. And when you do that, the natural realm has no choice but to comply. I pray for you tonight. Whatever has refused to comply with you in the natural, I announce over it, let it be changed in the realms of the spirit in the name of Jesus. I declare by the light of God, I change it tonight in the name of Jesus. Anything that must comply in the natural must first of all encounter the light of God in the realms of the spirit. So let's quickly look at the power of light tonight. Understand that light is both a connotation and a denotation. Light has surface meaning and also has a deep meaning. Light has to do with brightness. Light also has to do with brilliancy. Light also means nutrition. In biology, plants also need light so that they can grow. All of these is the connotation aspect of light. In denotation, light has a very deep spiritual meaning, and one of it is the right spiritual intake for growth. When light enters, you grow. When light enters, you have spiritual stamina. When light enters, you have spiritual weight. Light comes from the Greek word meaning glow, G-L-O-W. That is to say, that is where we get the root word glory. It means to shine. It means to succeed. Also know that light is God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Then this is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light, in him is no darkness at all. So amongst many mysteries that God revealed to Paul was the mystery of who God is. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 16, who only had immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man had seen nor can see, to whom be honor, power, and power everlasting. Amen. So Paul, speaking here to us, tells us that God dwells in light. God dwells in light. Light is the essence of God communicated by God to humanity. Only by light can you become vessels of expression. If you do not understand light, you cannot understand the concept of God. And the Apostle James tells us in James chapter 1 verse 17, he said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of lights. Cometh down from the Father of light. Child of God, God is light. Your heavenly Father, he is light. He is a source of light. And the first time light was mentioned was actually in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 3. And that light that was mentioned was the light of his presence. The Bible said darkness covered everywhere. There was confusion everywhere. But the very moment light was introduced, confusion ceased. Darkness vacates. Tonight, I declare over you any confusion in and around your family. I release the light of God to expel that confusion in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, by the light of God, I expel every confusion in the name of Jesus. I expel every darkness in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I receive the light of God. Say amen to that. Listen, light is God, and God is light. Light is the activity of God when he decides to manifest. All of God's activity, when he decides to manifest them, he manifests them in light. The source of light is God. Jesus is the light of the world. The Bible tells us in John chapter 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, say, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. I came to announce over you, 2025, you are not walking in darkness in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. You are not walking in darkness in the name of Jesus. As you continue to follow him in 2025, I decree and I declare, you will never walk in darkness in the name of Jesus. I say you will not walk in darkness in the name of Jesus. Listen, sickness is darkness. Poverty is darkness. Shame is darkness. Lack of progress is darkness. So when light arises, darkness vacates. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. For he that walks in the light will have no occasion for stumbling. And the light shines in darkness, and deep darkness cannot handle it. I came tonight to introduce light. I prophesy over your 2025. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. I said, let there be light in the name of Jesus. That family that have suffered darkness, I introduce light in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like a believer. Give the Lord your praise, everybody. Is that how you celebrate the Lord? Give him praise. Hey! Listen, the works of God are preceded by his light. As a believer, anything you do outside of light will not have results. So 2025, don't do anything in the dark. Do everything in the light. Do business in the light. Marry in the light. Develop your career in the light. Let all your labor be in the light. Don't raise your children in darkness. Don't raise your children with logic and common sense. My friend, raise your children in the light. There is too many darkness. Don't venture into anything you have no light on. Listen, friends, light is very essential for your victory in 2025. What light does is, light is able to bring direction. Light brings direction. What light do you have about the direction you are taking? What light do you have concerning that business you have already planned to venture into in 2025? What life do you have, light rather, do you have concerning the relationship you are developing right now? Because anything outside light will bring pain. Anything outside light brings pain. Until there is sufficient light, you cannot get the commitment of God. Why? Because your Father only works in the light. Hallelujah. Give Jesus your praise this evening. So child of God, walk in the light as he is in the light. Why? Because when you walk in the light, even though your steps may not be right, the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Any attempt to produce results without light will be an attempt in futility. In 2025, any attempt to do anything without light, that attempt will be interrupted by wickedness. That attempt will be interrupted by demonic forces. Why? Because demonic forces thrive where there is no light. Light is the protective seal of God on an endeavor. Light is what hinders, frustrates the operations of Satan over your life, over your activity. Why? Because once you have engaged light, you have engaged God. When you engage light, you engage God. So what I'm simply saying is, in 2025, don't do anything without God. Every step must be occasioned by light. When your steps are occasioned by light, listen, no devil in hell can frustrate you. I say no devil in hell can frustrate you. When your steps are occasioned by light, no devil in hell cannot frustrate you. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 2, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory will be seen upon thee. Child of God, understand that light powers life. Light powers life. John 1 verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Follow carefully. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and this life was light. In him was life, and the life was light. Light powers life. In him was life, and this life was the light of men, and the light shineth, and darkness comprehended it not. Listen, light practically powers life. Light availability affects life's quality. Light availability affects life's quality. It has been said that the sun is at the exact position it should be to the earth. That is to say, if you move the sun a little bit further from the earth, the whole creation will freeze. Creation will freeze. And if you move the sun a little bit closer to the earth, the whole creation will be fried. So it is at the exact position. If you move it just by a few inches, the whole creation will burn to ashes. So the sun that gives the earth light by day is just as the exact position. Listen, do you know that the eagles get the light to receive strength? The plants receive sunlight to manufacture their food in the process of photosynthesis. That is how powerful light is. So light gives life. Take note of this quickly. Number one, the power of light gives distinction to life. The power of light gives distinction to life. The power of light gives distinction to life. Things stand out with light. It is possible for things to die without light, but things stand out with light. Number two, light delivers restoration. Number one, light gives distinction to life. Number two, light delivers restoration. What is lost can be found because of light. Missing things are located because of light. When you look at the book of Luke chapter 15, when the woman lost her coin, the first thing she did was to turn on the light. You cannot recover anything outside light. The first thing she did was to switch on the light. The Bible says in verse 8 of Luke 15, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle, sweep the house, seek diligently till she finds it. Be it light from scriptures, light by revelation, if you follow light, you can locate what is lost. And I pray for you, whatever has been lost this year, as you follow light, let there be restoration in the name of Jesus. I say, let there be restoration in the name of Jesus. Number three, light gives illumination. The power of light deals with darkness. The Bible tells us in John 1, 5, New Living Translation, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. Listen, the forces of darkness, they bow out when light arrives. Be it darkness of the occult, be it darkness of witchcraft, be it darkness of disease or affliction, they all bow out when light comes. The reason why many families are afflicted is because no light. When there is no light, darkness prospers. Any business that has no light, darkness will prosper. Any destiny that has no light, darkness will prosper. That is why light is essential, because without light, you cannot be illuminated. Number four, light powers revelation. The Bible speaking tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8, the Lord sent a word into Jacob and it had lit up the entire Israel. Word equals light. Light equals word. Revelation causes you to see something you have not seen before. Light produces revelation. When revelation comes, revolution happens. When revelation comes, dominion takes place. When revelation comes, you are able to walk in the dimensions that God has prepared for you. The reason why many believers are tormented is because they lack revelation. And revelation is a byproduct of light. Anytime there is light on any issue you are dealing with, my friend, your victory will be established. That is why the devil will make sure that you stay in darkness. That is why the Bible calls them rulers of darkness. That is, the devil cannot rule you until you are in darkness. When you enter light, he ceases to rule you. I pray for you today. Enter light in the name of Jesus. I say, enter light in the name of Jesus. Enter light in the name of Jesus. He is the ruler of those who are in darkness. In darkness, he rules. The same way the activity of God is sponsored by light. That is how the activity of the devil is sponsored by darkness. Without darkness, Satan can't function. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning, this evening, Father. Light powers revelation. Number five, light gives direction. Many are walking around confused because no light. Light gives direction. When you are on a road that is dark, all you need to see is light. When you follow the light and you go towards the direction of the light, you are able to receive direction. When you have no direction, it is because of the absence of light. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, direction, and a light to my path, direction. I pray for you, 2025, may you have direction in the name of Jesus. May you have direction in the name of Jesus. Whatever will come to waste your time, I delete it by fire in the name of Jesus. Receive direction in the name of Jesus. Anywhere there is light, there is direction. The absence of light is the absence of direction. And many are not walking. They have no direction because there's no light. He said, lamp to my feet, light to my path, direction. When light comes, direction is made available. When light comes, direction is made available. Many this year were walking around confused. Many of you this year, you can testify that this was one of the most confused year for you. Every confusion everywhere. You can't even seem to understand what was happening to you. It was because of the absence of light. Anywhere there is darkness, people don't move fast. Speed is aborted in the presence of darkness. And the reason why many of you have not moved fast as much as you should is because of lack of light. When light is absent, you can't move fast. Speed is hindered because of the absence of light. I pray for you today. Receive light in the name of Jesus. I said, receive light in the name of Jesus. What is the way of light? Number one, the way of light is the way of the word of God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. The way of light is the way of the word. The Bible says, Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So we can ask God to open our eyes to see light we haven't seen before. Light is the way of direction. The way of light is the way of the word of God. Number two, light is the way of God's presence. God himself is light. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence. Lord, they walk in the light of your presence. The presence of God carries light. Psalm 36 verse 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. In your light, we see light. When we are not in your light, we walk in darkness. I pray for you. May you dwell in the light of God in the name of Jesus. I declare, may you dwell in the light of God in the name of Jesus. In the light of God, we see light. In the light of God, we see light. Outside of the light of God, we cannot see light. I prophesy, as your amen will thunder tonight, as you walk in his light, in 2025, you shall see light in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen like a believer. You shall not see darkness. You shall see light in the name of Jesus. Your family will see light in the name of Jesus. Your children will see light in the name of Jesus. Your career will see light in the name of Jesus. Your business will see light in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus your praise tonight. Celebrate the Lord tonight. So 2025, God desperately wants you and I to go for his word, because the way of the word of God is the way of light. Go for his word. Go for his presence, because you shall come to the point where you begin to, you see the light for distinction, light for restoration, light for illumination, light for revelation, light for direction. Light produces direction. Light illuminates you. When you are illuminated, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. When not, listen, friends, when you are illuminated, when light enters you, what used to torment you will cease to torment you. I say to cease to torment you. The day I saw by the light of scriptures that says, I am seated in the heavenly places, far above. I am seated. I'm not even standing. Because when you are seated, is a posture of authority, of dominion. Is a posture. I'm not standing. I'm seated. Far above. When that light came, Pastor Sam, fear left. Fear. I'm not afraid of. You see, when you see the devil, ask him. He knows me. He knows me. Ask him. If I'm sleeping now, no noise can disturb my sleep, except the Holy Ghost wakes me up to pray. I arrive, witches are having a meeting in my house. I won't bind and loose. By the light I carry, when they finish their meeting, they must receive an offering and keep it on my table and go. Light. My friend, when you walk in light, your prayer changes. When you walk in light, the way you walk changes. When you walk in light, the way you talk changes. When you walk in light, the things that scare others will not scare you. No wonder the scripture says, the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter. I prophesy, 2025, you will shine brighter and brighter in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. By the light of God, you will shine brighter and brighter in the name of Jesus. What used to scare you before now, by the light of God, it ceases to scare you in the name of Jesus. Receive light in the name of Jesus. 2025, receive light in the name of Jesus. Anywhere darkness seems to be in charge of your life, today I introduce light in the name of Jesus. I introduce the light of his word in the name of Jesus. Receive the light of his presence in the name of Jesus. I return darkness back to hell in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. The path of the just is as a shining light. You shine brighter. Look at your neighbor, announce to them, tell them 2025. By the light of God, I will shine brighter. Thunder, by the light of God, I will shine brighter. And look at someone else, announce to them, say 2025. By the light of God, I will shine brighter, 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 brighter. In the name of Jesus. Give Jesus your highest praise tonight. Therefore, 2025 shall be to us as a church and as a family our year of light. Give Jesus praise. It shall be to us our year of light. We will walk in light. We will rule in light. And because it's our year of light, everything you lost this year, prepare yourself. There shall be restoration in the name of Jesus. There shall be restoration in the name of Jesus. There shall be restoration in the name of Jesus. Anywhere there is light, there is restoration. Receive restoration in the name of Jesus.
receive restoration in the name of Jesus. Thunder 2025, my year of light. Thunder 2025, my year of light. Thunder, I walk in the light of God. Therefore, no darkness will prosper in my life. Thunder, no darkness will prosper in my family. Thunder, no darkness will prosper over my career, over my business, over my health. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord your praise. Let's rise on our feet, everybody. Rise on your feet.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.